Well, earlier today, Micheál Martin chaired his last in-person cabinet meeting as Taoiseach and took his last leader's questions in that role. And whatever about crying in the chapel, there was a polite send-off in the Dáil chamber.
Well, Taoiseach, here we are. This is it. Our last exchange.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me.
This is it sort of approach. I thought it was an Elvis Presley moment coming on me there in terms of it. I miss you tonight or whatever, but...
It's fiery, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
Suspicious minds are suggesting that it might be... see what I did there? That it might be in a new role as Foreign Affairs Minister.
You just said wait around. A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation and satisfaction in me.
Well, Taoiseach, you're no Elvis. Might be more Daniel O'Donnell.
Shut your mouth and open up your heart.
Elvis has left the building now.
All right, Verona Murphy and the Labour leader Eva Dabacic finishing up that montage there. And any Elvis puns yourself that spring to mind, you can send them into 51551, latedebate@rte.ie or at latedebate.rte. Hugh O'Connell, Elvis has not left the building.
Well, no, I mean, he's not leaving politics. He's merely becoming tarnished at the weekend, and that's a significant position in and of itself. So he'll be around, and I dare say he might clash with Mary Lou McDonald again in the future, possibly in the next... general election campaign. That's certainly the way he's thinking about it, that he'll be leading Fianna Fáil into the next election. So, but you know, I think the you know, all Elvis jokes aside, the kind of warm-ish reception that he got from across the opposition benches today, I think, is indicative of a guy who's held in very high regard across the House, notwithstanding the political differences, I think, that many on the opposition benches would have with Micheál Martin and his approach to politics and his approach to various policy issues that the coalition has taken up over the last 2.5 years. They think he's a fundamentally decent man, and they think he's trying to do right he's trying to do what he thinks is the right thing for the country. And I think his style as Taoiseach has been very different to what we had become accustomed to, I think, under Leo Varadkar for the 3 years prior to Micheál Martin taking office in 2020. And I think it was much more kind of this in the same vein as Enda Kenny when he was Taoiseach. That kind of likability factor, that kind of ability to walk into a room and just say, you know, hello to everyone and shake hands and kind of get on with people and chat with them and be easygoing with them. And I think that approach has kind of served him well over the last few years, because he's had to be very collegiate, I think, in a government that hasn't always, you know, the leaders of the government, they have a good relationship. But I mean, like, don't forget, Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin were tearing strips off each other in opposition. All sorts of allegations about each other flying around the Dáil on a weekly basis. So, you know, he's managed to foster that collegiality that I think has made this coalition pretty stable over the last 2.5 years. And, you know, as I said, you know, whatever political differences that a lot of the opposition parties would have with Micheál Martin, I think they think that he's a decent guy. I don't know, maybe Mairead will disagree.
Opposition representatives may be welcoming his departure because there's more to oppose to come. Cian O'Callaghan.
Yeah, I mean, I think Hugh makes some good points there in terms of just, you know, in terms of the way he deals with people, certainly in the Dáil chamber, and that it's less combative than maybe others. It is more, you do feel that when you're raising things, that there's at least a bit of a decent engagement or a bit of respect. But that's not to say there aren't fundamental disagreements on key issues, and that, you know, I would have dealt with him a lot on housing. And if you look at the things he said on housing over the last number of years since he's been Taoiseach, he hasn't delivered on any of those. And in fact, a lot of the defences he was using on housing, like, he repeatedly said to me things like, you know, the state is the biggest actor in housing. Then a few weeks ago, the Journal did a fact check on that, showing that's not the case. And all of a sudden, he's dropped these lines. And you see this in a lot of different things. But look, he's, you know, he's coming to the end of his term as Taoiseach. It's obviously something that someone been involved in politics for a long time that he aspired to. Look, he's put in a lot of work in that, and I think he can respect that while disagree fundamentally with his politics and I suppose the failure to deliver on a lot of key issues.
Mairead Farrell.
Look, I suppose it's his last day as Taoiseach, and
dig deep
maybe
now.
It says more about me than him, that my first ever engagement with him was quite negative, and I suppose that kind of that probably had an impact for me going forward then in relation to, you know, the I didn't find him very constructive that day. Oh, look, I'm not going to drag over up all things, but it was quite negative. But since then, to be fair, he has always attempted to respond when I have raised things. And look, I think he probably regretted it himself later on. But look, I mean, for me, I think one thing of the things I've probably noticed, look, I'm only in since 2020 and I haven't really seen how other Taoiseach have worked and all that kind of thing. So I can't come from a knowledge base that maybe Hugh can from how other things have worked. But for me, like, you know, I might like people, I might think people are sound, but for me, the reality is I only judge people on their politics when it comes to this particular position. And I just think that he has, you know, him and his government have failed drastically on housing. And I just think when I see the massive impact it has and the real life impact it has had and does continue to have on people, I just think that that's the lasting legacy of this government at this very moment in time. I mean, obviously, we're going to see a change on Saturday. And I think that a lot of people, you know, feel that really at this point, you know, it's run the test of time. It's done the 2.5 years. And really what we could see is a change in government.
Next would be an easier target.
Maybe he'd be nicer to me that first time. No, but look, no, for me, really, it is about policies. It's about politics. That's what it fundamentally comes down to.
All right, okay.
It comes down to the fact of how people's lives and how people are being able to live their lives. And I feel, unfortunately, that the government is failing specifically on housing.
OK, Pauline O'Reilly.
Yeah, look, I think that politics is changing and, you know, we're going to see a style of politics going forward where in order to achieve things, you have to work with other people that you might not always agree with. And, you know, we went into government with we had a negotiated programme for government that was the longest in history. The period of negotiation was also. So, you know, we all sat around the table and had differences and we got something in a programme for government that we could all work with. But it doesn't mean that you always agree. It means that you want to be with people that ultimately are not on the attack all of the time and will work constructively in order to achieve the best. And I think that he's been a Taoiseach who does that. But in the end of the day, all three leaders sit down every week, at least once a week. Obviously, they speak a lot of other times, but they speak on equal terms as three equal partners in government. So whoever is Taoiseach, we're still going to be doing that. But yeah, on a personal level, I'm a little bit sad to see him leave as Taoiseach. I do think he's an honourable person, a decent person, and he's brought about some significant change even before he was Taoiseach, which I think that he'll be remembered for. But like, as Hugh said, he's not going anywhere.
Right.
We'll see him. You know,
you'll see him every week.
Every week. He'll be his.
And in fact, like, you know, one of the dynamics of the last 2 years is Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar jockeying for position, I think, and for prominence. And I notice it as a journalist, like they're always out doing doorsteps and media interviews. It's almost as if, you know, I mean, even take my own paper, for example, we had Leo Varadkar in a couple of weeks ago doing the Indo Daily podcast and we had Micheál Martin in this week doing the Indo Daily podcast. So
you're not complaining for the record.
Absolutely
though.
Not. No, but I mean, that's not just for, you know, that's just not in the case of my paper. I think it's across the board. They're always sort of competing, I think, for prominence. And I think you're going to see that continue over the next 2.5 years. It's one of those dynamics that I think is probably a little bit uncomfortable for them to talk about, but it's a reality, I think, as well. And then, you know, I don't know where Eamon Ryan fits into all of that.
Right.
But I think
he got a bit of gentle ribbing today, didn't he?
Who?
Eamon Ryan.
Oh, yeah, about being asleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was Mary Lou McDonald's contention that he was asleep when it came to the issue of Dublin airports and some of the issues that are playing out there at the moment in terms of flights and delays and obviously the inclement weather. And Micheál Martin repeatedly defended Eamon Ryan and that he wasn't asleep. And of course, we all remember when he was actually asleep in the Dáil Chamber a few years ago. I'd be woken up.
Talk of him being defrosted, Pauline O'Reilly, it was a slight, it was A bit of gentle ribbing, but stemming.
By Mary Lou, is it? I mean, look.
No, that was Matty McGrath.
It was Matty McGrath. Okay, well, look, I mean, I think that, I think in the end of the day that you can make these kind of smart aleck comments, which we've heard all evening, quite frankly, in relation to a lot of issues, but people want to see delivery. And I think that ultimately we are delivering. And I mean, I go on the doors, I canvass across Galway West. And overall, I think that people are happy with the type of delivery that is happening, certainly in terms of Eamon Ryan's brief on renewables, on, you know, 20% cut in transport costs and 50% for young people. And I could go on and on. So, like, that's what matters to people. Okay. That is actually genuine.